Hey guys, Amberly Rothfield here, and this is Bear Disclosure, May 18th, 2020. At least when you're seeing it, I'm recording this on the 17th. So tonight, in our first story of the evening, a lot of landlords across the country are sexually harassing their tenants, and what does this have to do with models? Many models rent, and we are in the adult industry, so if anyone in your circle knows what you're doing, you may be at a greater risk right about now, because as people aren't able to pay their rent due to shutdowns, which, you know, happen because of COVID-19, and also other people being out of jobs for a myriad of reasons, this is becoming more and more pervasive. So just pop your peepers, keep your eyes open. Know that you don't have to deal with that shit. You absolutely do not have to have sex with anyone you want to. And really, it's not the best idea to have sex with your landlord in exchange for rent, because they can still evict you because you can't prove that you actually paid. You want any agreement you have in writing in order to be able to keep yourself on the up and up. And really, he could end up getting some of that ass and then also still asking for your cash. And our second story of the evening, we have a lot of stars who are making their names known in the safe for work space. They're not just doing the porns, which is awesome. We like doing the porns, but they're also using their platform and their notoriety to get them to other spaces. We've got Sally Mullins, who has gone on to make an Amazon special, and when she's doing her fabulous fucking comedy, I can't suggest it enough, gave me a nice little belly laugh, and I've got a big belly, so that was quite a laugh. We've also got Mia Malkova, who was shown to be in a Bollywood movie, which really, that shocked me the most, because Bollywood is not really known for taking on a lot of porn stars, and she actually made that huge crossover, so hats off to Mia Malkova for getting that one. There's a lot of speculation as to whether or not Pornhub will actually successfully be able to get the name of the proper person in order to be able to sue. If you don't know how this works, basically, when you buy a domain, you can choose something that's called Whois Protection, which protects your name from anybody who's going through the Whois database in order to find out your name. With a lot of different domain registrar stars, that comes at extra cost. Namecheap, it is free. Love Namecheap. So when someone wants to put in a request to find that person's name, Whois then forwards it onto the person who purchases it, and you decide whether or not to actually answer that email or not. And if something comes down through the court system, you essentially have to prove that you have a vested interest in finding out who owns this website by suing, which then opens it up to find the name of it. But there's a lot of belief, because it's being hosted on Russian hosts and because the hosts keep changing, and now it's even forwarding to a different domain, to figure out who is this person that's actually sitting there pirating MindGeek and then putting their porn out there. I know MindGeek has had a history when it comes to piracy, so I'd love to see y'all guys' comments down below on any topic that we talk about. Always feel free to leave your comments below. We want to hear from you guys so that we know whether or not what stories actually affect you and what we should be keeping an eye on and a bead on and following into the future. And our fourth story of the evening, Sex Panther did update their terms of service, but we're getting a lot of reports online saying that there's some differences and some changes, such as they did increase the pay out in which we are being paid out, which is fabulous, but also there's some questions as to whether or not we own the content. They looks like some things were changed in the terms of services other than just the erasure of the exclusivity clause. So upon having an attorney look it over, we determined that it's not that they want to own our content, it's that we're allowing them to use our content if they want to make some sort of promotional piece out of whatever content we then go on to post on there. But they explicitly said, we own the rights to whatever content goes out there. So if something promotional does go out, you have the rights to say, don't know if I'm all that cool with that. That picture's actually kind of fugly of me. Pull it. And they have to pull it for you. Not that any pictures of you would be fugly. Any pictures of me would be, though. Going down further, she sent this message. Hi Lola, I'm sorry about all this. I'm filming a YouTube video as an experiment for a 1 week experience on OnlyFans. I wanted to see how many people would sign up, what they would ask for, and how much they'd be willing to pay. When I was asked for nudes, the idea came to mind to search for the internet for a photo I could use. Since it was just an experiment, not something I'm committed to do all my life, I didn't want to show my own nudes. When searching on the internet for an image I could use, I ran into your photo. Since your nudes are already online, I thought it'd be okay to use them. I was completely wrong to do that. But as also, right what now, should happen to
we are
Tiana?
Not sure
Let
where this source stands. I have below. Personally stepped
and if you guys
in
have
to help
news
get
and
some
tips
mainstream
and stuff that you want a story about, but you guys
please,
can help
please,
as well.
Please,
if you
want
to help Lola,
leave it.
Make sure that you are retweeting her thread and you're
me
adding
what you guys
only
are really
fans,
concerned
only
about
fan support,
so that we can cover
you're
it,
adding
we can get it
out there,
YouTube,
and we can get more
and
models
really
in
any
the
kind
know.
Of like smaller disclosure
and larger
media networks that you can think of. Send this to tip lines on all the major sites that are out there.
And
the more people
there,
are talking about this, the
and
less
shout
chance
out to
that
Hectic
it's going to die.
And at least we can get justice
for Lola.
Editor.
There's also
and
several other girls that were featured in that
like
film
a monster.
That we don't know
after
who they
week
are.
With
so
these
help
videos.
Us identify
also,
who
he
these
puts
girls
a lot
are.
Of time
and
in
watch
this.
Her video,
and he's one of the
which
biggest contributors
we're getting her
to our weekly cash
giveaway
stream
that we do on Friday.
Give her that money as well.
Thank you, Hectic Desires.
Watch the
video. Follow him
and follow me.
Tag
on Twitter at AmberLeePSO.
Check you guys out later because the more people coming together to go against this ex Tiana girl, the better. Anyways, I'd love to hear y'all guys' ideas about how we can prevent shit like this in the future. Also, what companies should be doing to step in to help when this type of thing happens, because obviously they can't predict that this stuff is going to happen. And really, what should happen to Tiana that doesn't involve... Ah, fuck. Nope, can't say that. That's wrong. But also, what should happen to Tiana? Love to hear y'all guys' opinions down below. And if you guys have news and tips and stuff that you want us to know about, please, 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 please leave it in the comments below. DM it to me. Tell me about what you guys are really concerned about so that we can cover it, we can get it out there, and we can get more models in the know. This has been a Bare Disclosure, and I really appreciate you guys, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye! Oh, wait. Hectic, edit this in there, sorry. And shout out to Hectic Desires for being a fucking bomb-ass editor and making it to where I don't look completely like a Gila monster week after week with these videos. Also, he puts a lot of time in this, and he's one of the... And shout out to Hectic Desires for being a fucking bomb-ass editor and making it to where I don't look completely like a Gila monster week after week with these videos. Also, he puts a lot of time in this, and he's one of the biggest contributors to our weekly cash giveaway streams that we do on Friday nights. Thank you, Hectic Desires. Make sure to follow him and follow me on Twitter at AmberLeePSO. This has been a Bare Disclosure, and I really appreciate you guys. I'll see you in the next one. Bye!